I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 50,000 children are missing in India. Katie Fiedler with India Partner says most of these missing kids become victims.
Many children are used in human trafficking and sold off either as slaves or even used in brothels.
India's court has demanded a report on these missing kids by August 31st. India Partners provides refuge for vulnerable kids. By learning about Jesus and making better choices, thousands of children are saved. But the ministry needs your prayers.
That we would align ourselves with God's plan for children, His best plan.
Next, stigma and loneliness are attached to the survivors of leprosy. In South India, where the Village of Peace exists, residents have been abandoned there to die, devoid of hope. That is, until a doctor got hold of 10 audio Bibles. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundararajan says they weren't the only ones whose lives changed. A group of kids in Chicago heard their story and decided to raise enough money for a couple more audio players for the village.
These kids raised money for about 30 Bibles. And it was incredible because not only did these kids raise the money for the Bibles, but there were young people in India who went along with our team to Shantigramam and were able to distribute 25 more Bibles to these people.
And more than 125,000 people heard the gospel as part of the Palau Association's Love Tanzania Festival. Andrew Palau and more than 700 churches joined forces for the two-day festival August 11th and 12th. According to the Palau Association, more than 6,300 people made professions of faith. The weekend was full of live music, games for kids, medical clinics, and the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.